For 2 years, developer Terry Deal and residents of Cottonwood Heights have been trying to reach a compromise. Deal, who spent years trying to get approval from Salt Lake County to develop at the mouth of Big Cottonwood Canyon, finally got the okay to build several homes and a winding access road on a 46-acre plot. But when the recession hit, so did Deal's plans, which now includes shops, condos, and restaurants. Now that Cottonwood Heights is its own city, Deal is working with city leaders there, including Mayor Kelvin Cullimore.
This particular parcel was approved long before we became a city. Since that time, the economy has changed, things have changed, and so the question is what kind of development would go well on that particular property? The developer has one idea of what he'd like to see. Certainly, Cottonwood Heights voters has their ideas of what they'd like to see. And so probably the answer is probably somewhere in the middle.
Mark Macklis, a member of CH Voters, a group opposing the development, says they are okay with the original plan. What they are not okay with are all the changes Deal is making in trying to get his plan passed by the city council.
I mean, the citizens just don't want it. The whole plan got backroomed and approved the first time. And now this CRR is being backroomed and trying to get approved the second time. Now the third time, he's making adjustments to the CRR, hoping that the council will vote on it. It's half-acre lots. That's the most that should go up on this pristine piece of property.
Cottonwood Heights City Councilman Scott Braken says the issue will be discussed at Tuesday's council meeting, where Deal has been invited to present his changes and where the public can weigh in. He says the council will not vote on the issue for several weeks, but when they do, they will be looking at a lot of things.
When I go to do a zone change or something like that, what I usually typically look at is what's the worst possible thing that could happen. If I'm okay with that, then I can approve the zone change, because it's not a person-to-person thing. Those rights go with the property regardless of who owns it. And just because John Doe says right now I want to do this doesn't mean that if he sells it tomorrow that the next guy is going to do the same thing. In fact, he'll probably do something different.
Mayor Cullimore says it's important for the issue to get resolved because Deal has considered pulling his project from Cottonwood Heights and asking it to be a part of unincorporated Salt Lake County. Cullimore says that would leave his residents with the same development but none of the tax benefits. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.